理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 3, Section A.
11. Do you remember the film on space exploration that was on TV last week?
Sure, we watched it together. And it was virtually the most unimpressive one I've seen on that topic. I would like to watch it again if I have time.
Question: What do we learn from the conversation?12. This is ridiculous. I've been waiting for my meal for more than half an hour, but I still have nothing to eat. I'm starving to death. Can you expedite my order first?
I know, but you see, the restaurant is full and we are short-handed today. We are quite exhausted. Sorry for that.
Question: How does the man feel?
13. I tried to catch the bus, but still couldn't make it. Did the boss say anything about my not being here at 9?
Well, he looked angry. He said if he were you, he'd make a habit of being on time.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
14. It's already 8:30. We'll have to hurry if we want to catch the flight.
Well, it takes only half an hour to get to the airport, and the plane doesn't leave until 9:50. We have plenty of time to check in.
Question: How much time would be left for the man and the woman to check in for the flight?
15. Please check the oil and water as well as the tires. I have a long journey and I don't want anything to go wrong halfway.
Of course. Would you like your windows cleaned too?
Question: What is probably the man's occupation?16. I certainly would like to buy the brown suit I saw in the department store, but I don't have enough money. It seems that I always run out of money whenever I need to use it.
Well, if you spent your money more carefully, you would be able to buy it.
Question: How does the man feel about the woman?17. Strauss, we've got a problem. We don't have enough money to pay the rent this month. I think I'd better ask Mom and Dad for a loan, or ask my boss for a raise.
Well, I don't know. But maybe I'd better not take another English course this semester.
Question: What's the problem they are talking about?
18. It's nice and quiet here, away from the dust and noise of the city, and our apartments are new and well furnished.
It is a good place, except it is a bit far from the place where we work. Anyway, I'll talk with my husband tonight and give you a call tomorrow.
Question: What is the woman doing?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Do you think you can give an exact definition of management, Mr. Rogers?
Management is the process of achieving results through other people.
What are the functions of management?
There are mainly four. The first is planning. Managers define goals, establish strategy, and develop plans to coordinate activities.
That's not easy, I think.
No. And the second is organizing, which means managers will determine what tasks to be done, who is to do them, how the tasks are to be grouped, who reports to whom, etc.
That's complicated.
And the third is leading. It includes motivating subordinates, directing others, selecting the most effective communication channels, and resolving conflicts.
Do you think the goal of good management is to get rid of conflicts?
Actually, we've made considerable progress towards overcoming the view that conflict is bad.
So, you mean conflicts can be good for an organization?
Yes. Conflicts can be used to bring about substantial changes to the existing power structure, current patterns of interaction between people at work, and attitude.
That surprises me.
The last function, controlling, means to monitor activities to ensure they are being accomplished as planned and correct significant deviations.
It is said that all managers need to realize that the more they delegate now, the less time it will take to accomplish tasks later. Is that true?
Right. Without delegation, managers run the risk of being a doer rather than a manager.
Can I understand this as delegation is a ticket to ride free and have others to do your work?
Not exactly. It is rather a means for managers to focus on their true functions.
19. What is management according to the man?
What does the man think of conflicts?
21. Which statement does the man support? 2. Interested in this book? This is our bestseller this week.
Bestseller? I'm considering what new ideas it gives about how to deal with the aggravating people.
It asks people to quit complaining and do something. What surprises many people about this book is it suggests that the best thing to do is to change yourself because you are not going to change the other person.
Really? It's me that has to change as opposed to the other person?
Well, have you ever changed anybody?
I've tried many times. It's not really possible, though.
That's right.
But how can I do that?
The book is here. Bring it back home and read it, and you can find the answer.
Before I pay my money, I should be clear that this book is useful for me. I don't want to pay for it and then find I have paid for nothing.
This book is definitely worth the money. The book even tells you how to deal with different types of workers, co-workers, and bosses, from the most common annoying type to the worst kind.
Give me the most common annoying type of co-worker.
The most common annoying type of co-workers is called boundary busters. So, it's someone who invades your space, makes too much noise, eats up your time, or chews your ear off. They are boundary busters.
And how do I deal with them?
Again, sir, the book is here. Bring it back and read for the answer.
It seems you know a lot about this book. Can I draw the conclusion that you fancy it?
Well, frankly, I am the author.
22. What do we learn about the woman? 23. What is surprising about the book the woman recommends? What kind of person is the man? 25. What is a boundary buster? 1. Last summer, I went through a training program and became a literacy volunteer. The training I received, though excellent, did not tell me how it was to work with a real student. When I began to discover what other people's lives were like because they could not read, I realized the true importance of reading. My first student, Marie, was a 44-year-old single mother of three. In the first lesson, I found out that she walked 2 miles to the nearest supermarket twice a week because she didn't know which bus to take. When I told her I would get her a bus schedule, she told me it would not help because she could not read it. She said she also had difficulty once she got to the supermarket because she couldn't always remember what she needed. Since she did not know words, she could not write out a shopping list. Also, she could only recognize items by sight, so if the product had a different label, she would not recognize it as the product she wanted. As we worked together, learning how to read built Marie's self-confidence, which encouraged her to continue in her studies. She began to make rapid progress and was even able to take the bus to the supermarket. At the end of the program, she began helping her youngest son, Tony, a shy first grader, with his reading. As a literacy volunteer, I learned a great deal about teaching and helping others. In fact, I may have learned more from the experience than Marie did.
26. What did the speaker do last summer? 27. How did Mary used to find the goods she wanted in the supermarket? 28. How was Mary's study during the summer? 2. A new enemy is threatening Japanese traditions, leisure. As part of its attempt to increase imports, the government is trying to get people to work less and spend more. The workers are disgusted. The figures support the Western prejudice that the Japanese are all work and no play. Trying to force workers away from their desks and machines, the government said last April that the country should cut down from its 2,100 hours average work year to 1,899 hours and a 5-day week. Beginning in February, banks and stock markets will be closed on Saturdays. Staff of civil service will be forced out of their offices 2 Saturdays a month. The government hopes that others will follow that practice. But some persuasion will be needed. Small companies are very angry about it, and they fear competitors may not cut hours. The unions are no happier. They have even advertised in newspapers arguing their case against the foreign pressure that is forcing leisure upon them. They say that shorter hours are a disguised pay cut. The industrialists, who have no objection to the government's plans, admit that shorter hours will help them cut costs. Younger Japanese, who are supposed to be acting against their hard-working parents, show no sign of wanting time off either. But unlike older workers, they do spend money in their spare time. Not content with watching television, they dance, dress up, sit in cafes, go to pop concerts, and generally drive the leisure industry boom. Now that they know how to consume, maybe the West can teach them to relax and enjoy themselves too.
29. What is the purpose of getting the Japanese to have more spare time? What does the union think of the shorter hour system? 31. Which group of people welcomes the shorter hour system in Japan? 3. In the past, industries had more freedom than they have now, and they did not need to be as careful as they must today. They did not need to worry a lot about the safety of the new products that they developed. They did not have to pay much attention to the health and safety of the people who worked for them. Often, new products were dangerous for the people who used them. Often, conditions in the workplace had very bad effects on the health of the workers. Of course, sometimes there were real disasters which attracted the attention of government and which showed need for changes. Also, scientists who were doing research into the health of the workers sometimes produced information which governments could not ignore. At such times, there were inquiries into the causes of the disaster or the problems. New safety rules were often introduced as a result of these inquiries. However, the new rules came too late to protect the people who had died or become seriously ill. Today, many governments have special departments which protect customers and workers. In the U.S., for example, there is a department which tests new airplanes and gives warnings about possible problems. It also makes the rules that aircraft producers must follow. Another department controls the foods and drugs that companies sell. A third department looks at the places where people work and then reports any companies that are breaking laws which protect the health and safety of workers.
32. Compared with today's industries, what were the industries in the past like? What did the government do years ago? 34. What does the passage say about industries in the U.S. today? 35. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Section C. A happy marriage, apparently, is good medicine, but hostile spouses may be harmful to one another's health. Couples in conflict-ridden marriages take longer than the happily married to heal from all kinds of wounds, from minor scrapes or athletic injuries to major surgery, suggest a study over the weekend. And the health toll taken by a stressful job seems to be eased when the worker has a pleasurable home life. This new research, reported at an American Psychosomatic Society meeting, adds to growing evidence that marriage has an impact on health. In the wound healing study, 42 couples agreed to let researchers use a suction device to create several minor blister wounds on their skin in two sessions about 2 months apart. The first time, couples were told to discuss a neutral topic. The next time, they were given half an hour to resolve an issue or two on which they disagreed. Their discussions were monitored. Researchers also checked participants' wounds over the next few weeks and their production of three proteins created in wound healing. The outcome? Even a simple discussion of a disagreement slows wound healing, says psychologist Janice Kaikalt-Glaser, who did the study with co-author Ronald Glasser of Ohio State University College of Medicine. Overall, couples took longer to heal when asked to thrash out points of conflict than neutral issues. Hostile couples, peppering both discussions with criticism, sarcasm, and put-downs, healed the slowest. It took them 40% longer, or two more days, to heal, and they also produce less of the proteins linked to healing. These are minor wounds and brief, restrained encounters. Real-life marital conflict probably has a worse impact. Kaikalt-Glaser adds, such stress before surgery matters greatly, she says, and the effect could apply to healing from any injury. Now the passage will be read again. A happy marriage, apparently, is good medicine, but hostile spouses may be harmful to one another's health. Couples in conflict-ridden marriages take longer than the happily married to heal from all kinds of wounds, from minor scrapes or athletic injuries to major surgery, suggest a study over the weekend. And the health toll taken by a stressful job seems to be eased when the worker has a pleasurable home life. This new research, reported at an American Psychosomatic Society meeting, adds to growing evidence that marriage has an impact on health. In the wound healing study, 42 couples agreed to let researchers use a suction device to create several minor blister wounds on their skin in two sessions about 2 months apart. The first time, couples were told to discuss a neutral topic. The next time, they were given half an hour to resolve an issue or two on which they disagreed. Their discussions were monitored. Researchers also checked participants' wounds over the next few weeks and their production of three proteins created in wound healing. The outcome? Even a simple discussion of a disagreement slows wound healing, says psychologist Janice Kaikalt-Glaser, who did the study with co-author Ronald Glasser of Ohio State University College of Medicine. Overall, couples took longer to heal when asked to thrash out points of conflict than neutral issues. Hostile couples, peppering both discussions with criticism, sarcasm, and put-downs, healed the slowest. It took them 40% longer, or 2 more days, to heal, and they also produced less of the proteins linked to healing. These are minor wounds and brief, restrained encounters. Real-life marital conflict probably has a worse impact. Guy Colt Glasser adds, such stress before surgery matters greatly, she says, and the effect could apply to healing from any injury. Now the passage will be read for the third time. A happy marriage apparently is good medicine, but hostile spouses may be harmful to one another's health. Couples in conflict-ridden marriages take longer than the happily married to heal from all kinds of wounds, from minor scrapes or athletic injuries to major surgery, suggests a study over the weekend. And the health toll taken by a stressful job seems to be eased when the worker has a pleasurable home life. This new research, reported at an American Psychosomatic Society meeting, adds to growing evidence that marriage has an impact on health. In the wound healing study, 42 couples agreed to let researchers use a suction device to create several minor blister wounds on their skin in 2 sessions about 2 months apart. The first time, couples were told to discuss a neutral topic. The next time, they were given half an hour to resolve an issue or two on which they disagreed. Their discussions were monitored. Researchers also checked participants' wounds over the next few weeks and their production of 3 proteins created in wound healing. The outcome? Even a simple discussion of a disagreement slows wound healing, says psychologist Janice Kaikalt Glaser, who did the study with co-author Ronald Glasser of Ohio State University College of Medicine. Overall, couples took longer to heal when asked to thrash out points of conflict than neutral issues. Hostile couples, peppering both discussions with criticism, sarcasm, and put-downs, healed the slowest. It took them 40% longer, or 2 more days, to heal, and they also produce less of the proteins linked to healing. These are minor wounds and brief, restrained encounters. Real-life marital conflict probably has a worse impact. Guy Colt Glasser adds, "Such stress before surgery matters greatly," she says, "and the effect could apply to healing from any injury."